Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday night. I'm your host, Don Fleming. That was music from the Bar K's. Yes, the Bar K's Freak Show on the Dance Floor from 1984. Had to start off right. Of course, I got my partner Cordell Potts Jr. is hanging out for the next 2 hours with me. Actually, I don't know if he's hanging out with me for the next 2 hours, but the show is going to go on for the next 2 hours. I'm playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. You know how I do it every Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What's going on, partner? My buddy right there, Cordell Potts Jr., of course, a legendary Cordell Potts Jr. Of course, I might hook up some Dynasty. You never know. I might surprise him. What's up, man?
Yeah, baby. Put some Dynasty in there. How are you?
I'm good, man. I am good, man. I appreciate you hanging out. And I appreciate the block you gave me early, man. Check out, you get a chance to every Thursday, check out Wardell's Throwback Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Every now and then I'll call in and he'll be like, "Want to do a block?" Like, "Yeah, I'll do a block. It's all good." Yeah. So, but yeah, man, it's Thursday night. How are you feeling, man? You get a chance to you feed the chickens and the cows and stuff?
Did I feed the Yes, I actually, I did. After I talked to you, I don't know what's going on here. The computer's talking to me. Okay, so, all right. Sorry about that. This is going to sound bad, but my dog, I just got her, picked her up, and she had just had puppies, eight beautiful puppies. And, she was trying to get back to her puppies when she was outside and got hooked onto the gate, and she's ripped herself, she got a big gash in her stomach.
Oh my goodness.
And so, when I got off the radio show, she was bleeding. Because we just got the stitches. This just happened Friday. But she had pulled the stitches out herself. And so she was bleeding. It was open. And it was just a mess. And so, So it's been kind of crazy around here. Just getting her back together. Finally got her all taped up and stuff. And got her appointment to go to the doctor tomorrow. In the morning at 8 o'clock. So after that, just kind of had dinner, watched the news, try to see what's going on with the politics, and it's still nothing, no different. Everything's still the same. And so I find myself a little, I've never been so overwhelmed by politics before, but this year it's just been, it's so different than it's ever been. And so, you know, the country is divided, and I think that all people probably want the best for our country, but we just have different ways of getting the best done.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of, trying to, come together and figure it out together, our politicians seem to really dislike each other. And because we have a difference of opinion. So they're dividing this country real bad and it's sad. Very sad.
Well, you know how I feel about it. And I'm just going to put my little two cents in. And I don't want to get too in-depth because, of course, I'm a little bit more happy. I'm a happier person. But I will say this, I think when you have people that are, anti-government, and they tell you that they're anti-government, why have a government job to where you are basically promoting a policy that is antithetical to, what you're supposed to do and be a civil servant for the people that you represent,
right,
your electorate. And when you have people, it doesn't matter if it's a D or a R, but when you have that mindset, at the same time, when you have those type of people that are in these positions, and then you have money and PAC money and all of these donation money, and, you have all of these think tanks that are filtering in, that kind of drowns out the people's voice because, yeah, you know, a lot of people just don't have money, you know, a lot of PAC money and all of these funded think tanks, you know, so the influence gets shifted. And when that influence gets shifted, you know, then it loses, it, again, it's antithetical to what, you know, to what you're supposed to do as a civil servant. But anyway, man, I want to go ahead and get this show started again. I got music on the way from Kenny Burke. I got the boys on the way, and I got some music from the late, great Vesta Williams. Wardell's going to check back in. We're having a little audio difficulties. And plus, man, the fact that, you know, I call him, you know, come on the show and everything. I mean, around this time, he's feeding the horses. And then you hear about these things with the dog and everything. That's kind of, you know, I love animals, man. Take care of your animals, man. You know, take them to the vet and do all of these things. Get them, you know. I remember when my grandmother had a dog, and, you know, we had a pit bull. And that thing, but she went everywhere with that dog. And, she, you know, the funny thing was, when before we had it, she wasn't really big on pets, but then, you know, she fell in love with him and everything. And every time she felt he was sick, and, oh, his nose is dry. You know, I got to do something, you know. You want to go to the vet. So, you know, and she was on a fixed income. And, you know, it's just one of those things that when you love, you know, of course, he was a, I know it sounds cliche, he was a family member. And when that family member is hurt, or you feel like there's an ailment there, you're going to do what you need to do. And again, that's the beauty of caring for of something and whatnot. But anyway, I talk too much. I'm going to go into the music. We're going to get Wardell back. I want you guys to feel like you're real. If you're roller skating, I want you to go all the way back, 1980. I want to give you a roller skating classic from Thon Basin and Crew. Of course, what you hear in the background is called Bounce, Rock, Skate, Roll. You guys keep it locked right here. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday Night, Don Fleming, Wardell Potts, Solar Records Radio.
way I hold my mic. They say it's too much like my friend. The clothes that I wear, the way I curl my hair, make them come out to offend. Did you know I knew you thought you're not too cool? What makes you wanna mess with my life? I think I'll buy a gun, go out and have some fun. Maybe even come and take your wife. Somebody tell them. We'll be right back.
so funky, Don. They didn't want that to end. Whoa, my. What a great song. And
Jesse Johnson loved it.
Yes, it's a free world, and it's mine. Woo. My. Woo. Yeah. You know, is Jesse Johnson doing concerts anymore?
I think he's still out there. I think he's still out there, you know, doing his thing, man. I wish there was, you know, a situation where those brothers can agree, but, you know, unfortunately, it doesn't work like that. So,
what do you mean? What's going on there?
Well, you know, he had issues with the time and whatnot. He had a few disagreements with some of the band members. I don't know exactly who, but I remember him posting things on. He would post like these cryptic messages on social media, and he'd kind of put two and two together because at around the time they came back and did the original Seven album, you know, the Condensate album, of course they were all together, and you know, Prince wouldn't let them use the name The Time, so they had to call themselves the Original Seven. But anyway, that was, I guess they were getting ready to go out on a tour, or they might have went out on a tour or did a couple of dates, and all of a sudden they just stopped doing it. And, you know, Jesse just wrote and said, sometimes, you know, you love your brothers, but sometimes you just gotta, you can't work with them. So you kind of put two and two together. As a person on the outside looking in, I don't know the ins and outs of it, but, you know, it kind of, you know, it kind of read the tea leaves, and it was just like, oh, well, he may have some issues with, you know, some of the bandmates or whatever, or management. But he ended up just kind of, you don't really hear him talk about, you know, especially on social media, you don't really hear him talk about, you know, The Time or anything like that. So, but I hope everything is okay. You know, I'm just on the outside looking in. I don't have the tea, what the kids are saying today. I don't have the tea on it, but I hope they do come together as a fan of all of them. So.
Yeah. I have no idea what's going on at all, and I don't hear him say anything at all. So maybe I'll reach out and see if I can get in touch with the brother. But man, oh man, it's a free world and it's mine. And before that, you were slamming Miss Rebe Jackson, and that was Centipede. Man, that's a funky song.
I think Michael and Martha Wash. Actually, Martha, the Weather Girls. What's the other young lady's name from the Weather Girls? I think they sung background on that song.
Oh, of course.
So
okay.
Yeah. Mhm. Mhm.
Okay. And then you started to block.
I started off with some roller skating music, man. I started off with Lil Vaughn, Mason, and crew. Bounce, Rock, Skate, Roll, man. That's a classic roller skating jam right there.
Yes, sir. Enjoying, man. And so, anyway, we had a power outage. That's why I left you the last time. I apologize. But I'm glad to be back. Yeah, well. So, that's kind of like what Donald Trump had, too. Kind of a power
outage. I appreciate you holding it down under the unfortunate circumstances. Because you know me, I'm about to eat.
Oh, yes, that's right. So, you know, the good thing about you is that you didn't ask Karen White to fix you something to eat. You just went up and you did it yourself because she keeps on screaming, I am not your superwoman. What? Come on, Karen. She came over to the studio at A&M Studios, and we were writing for that album. Nobody knew who she was. She wasn't really, she hadn't established herself yet. And so, she had hooked up with one of the brothers, and they sent her on over. And different people at A&M Records, we were all writing with her, and then she just disappeared. And then next thing you know, she had a record out. And she just, you know, but I think what happened was, you know, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, you know, when she hooked up with them, it was like, you know, we'll just do everything. You know, And so, and she, and man, oh man, their record was, her record was just great. So, yeah, I want to slow it down a little bit and go into Miss Karen White.
It's your world, man. It's your world.
And, you know, and the song is so good. I'm just so impressed with, you know, how she did her record and her vocal abilities and stuff. So let's go ahead on and check out Miss Karen White on Solar Records Radio. There we go. All kind of bells around.
Your eggs are over easy. You're just a nice
my man right there. And I just love that song. It's just it's got that thing, right? It's got that thing. And I'm trying to play your kind of music.
I ain't up here play my kind of music.
I'm trying to be in your lane, man. You jamming.
You can't get this remote.
Trying to get this remote to work, but I can't get it to work. So, but anyway, man. So I hope that you guys enjoyed that. And I'm going to leave you and go and take care of my poor little dog, man. I feel so bad. You know, they have to wear those cones. She has to have a cone on her head. I hate that.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I was like, man, she can't, you know, do anything, you know. It's like, and she's walking into the door and boom, oh, you know, so feel bad for her, but it is what it is. And so, but I feel like I'm catching a bug myself. I don't know what's going on. I'm just, keep me in prayer. That's all I got to say. Lord have mercy.
Most definitely. Man, I appreciate what you're doing. I appreciate what you did. Because, of course, you know, be safe because you got to have a power outage. Are you getting a storm? Is it storming down there?
It's just fluctuating. It's back and forth, you know. So I'm not sure what, you know. I was like, I went outside and I was like, I see dark clouds, but there's no rain. Then all of a sudden there was rain. And then I went into the barn and I came out the barn and there was no rain. And it was sunshine. I don't know what.
What the devil?
You know. What is going on? So, but anyway, man, there was something else I wanted to share with you. We have some new cups and stuff, and I'd like for you guys to go to the webpage and see if you see anything in there you might want to order to try to support our station as we're trying to do our best to be our best and be a blessing.
Yeah.
Good music and good interviews. We enjoy those. I've been enjoying the interviews lately. It's just been off the chain. And so if anybody have just joined our page and stuff and you haven't heard any of our interviews, they're sitting there in the archives. So once you go into the archives, you can see them, or you can just scroll through our page and just keep going back. You'll see the interviews sitting
keep going
there.
Back.
Yeah, just keep on going back if it's easier for you, because I know how it is for some older people. They're like, man, I don't know how to do that. So
some young people.
Just keep on scrolling back, and you should be just fine. But listen, Don, I'll let you get back in the pilot seat here and do your thing. I'm going to go take care and wrap her up a little bit more and make sure she's good. And then I'll call back in and hang out with you guys. Actually, as a matter of fact, I'm going to stay on because I want to hear the show. I'm enjoying the show. So while I'm doing that, I'll be listening to you.
You know what? And because you hooked it up for me, man, I'm going to go in your stash, if that's okay. Because you got some music over here. You know what? There's music you probably haven't even touched since, like, 2019. So I'm going to go ahead and start this block off.
Good.
I want to take you guys back. Yeah, I want to take you guys back to 1984, one of my all-time favorite jams. Of course, this is music from Cameo. The name of the song is called She's Strange. You guys keep it locked right here. Solar Records.
she walks, I like the way she talks, and she turns me on with a special concern. Now I'm a different guy, and I don't compare to many. But next to her, I'm plain ordinary. Not many can see the light blue aura that surrounds the girl wherever in the world. She's a 9, a 10, a 20, 50. She's bittersweet and a taco treat. She's strange,
and I like it. Just the way she is, walking down the avenue, always doing something new. She's the kind of person everybody knows. She reeks distinction from head to toe. She's my Twilight Zone, my Al Capone. She's my Rolling Stone and my Eva Peron. Yes, I like it.
I like it.
The way she wears her hair, yeah.
Like the invisible man in drag. And when you come to meet her, you'll never agree, or she'll be waving a skirt as a flag. Like a cold in October, she'll take you right over. It's not mean to be facetious, and that look in her eye says you're the guy she plans to spend this evening with. She's strange,
and I like it.
And I like it.
Just the way,
just
she,
the way she is.
Walking down the avenue,
doing something.
Your boy.
get away. We've been together so long.
So long.
It's hard to think about someone new. The love I have is so strong.
So strong.
And I wanna give it all to you.
Listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday night. I'm your host, Don Fleming. Of course, that was music from The Rude Boys from 1991. Are You Lonely for Me? Love that song, man. One of my favorite Rude Boys songs, man. It's just one of those, I don't know, it was just something about Joe Little's voice, man. It was just, that was, I don't know. Can't put my finger on it without sounding, you know, like a fanboy. I had to hook that up, man. Before that, classic Cheryl Lynn, Show You How, from 1981, of course. I think, if I'm not mistaken, written by Ray Parker Jr. I could be wrong, but I know he played on that song. One of my favorites from her, from 1981, and of course, started off the block with from Cameo. She's strange. I love that. I like it. We got about another 46 minutes left in the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. I do this every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. Of course, with my partner, Wardell Potts Jr. And, of course, tune in tomorrow, kicking off the weekend, celebrating the legacy of Solar. Yes, Sounds of Los Angeles Records. Make sure you tune in tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. He's got stories, man. He's got stories for days. He really does, you know. I mean, 40-plus years of this great music, and if you don't have any stories to tell, something's wrong with you. I'm just keeping it real. But knowing that brother, you know, he's got a lot of stories to tell. So, but it's all good. Let's go ahead and keep this music going, man. One of my favorites, you know, around the time, you know, rap was starting to do its thing, and then you had people kind of talking and singing, you know. And this is one of my favorites called Timex Social Club. Of course, it's Rumors by the Timex Social Club. Keep it locked right here, Solar Records Radio. You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, it is Thursday, actually Throwback Thursday night. I said Throwback Thursday night, but Thursday night throwback, but you guys know what I'm talking about. That was music from The Good Girls. Yes, that's one of my favorite jams from them. Of course, came on the scene in 89, had a song called Your Sweetness, and what a great song. And of course, I had a couple of good hits. They had a Supreme song, if I'm not mistaken, Love Like a Remake, Love's Like an Itching in My Heart. And of course, this one, It Must Be Love, and very sexy video, because when we saw The Good Girls, they were dressed like school girls. It was cute. It was kind of bubblegummy. And then that next album, they just took it to a whole new level. They're like in the bathtub and they got on lingerie. And I'm just like, you know, for an 18-year-old, you know, and another 48-year-old now, you're like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Of course, again, music from The Good Girls, It Must Be Love. Of course, before that, I had to hook up. What did I hook up before that, man? That was one of my getting lost in the sauce right here. Down My Heart by The Boys. Yes, I had Down My Heart. I had to look at my look because, you know, I'd be forgetting sometimes. Of course, that is The Boys, Down My Heart from 1988, produced and written by Babyface and Daryl Simmons. Of course, you guys remember from 1988. What a great music video. Kids were in the theater. They turning backflips, and the security guy liked it. And then I think he ended up arresting them, and they went to jail. And, you know, and I think they're still serving time after doing what they did at that theater. But music from The Boys. And, of course, started off the block. Little Timex Social Club, not to be confused with Club Nuvo. Of course, it both had that same sound. I think they were from the Bay Area. They both of the groups were from the Bay. And but this is Rumors from 1986. Of course, 29 minutes left of the show. Of course, my partner is back. Man, what did you think of that block, man? I did that for you, man.
Yes, I enjoyed it, bro. I really enjoyed it. And thank you for just blessing the airways, man. Appreciate you.
Yeah. You know what, man? I appreciate it. I hope you're staying safe down there.
Yeah. I'm just trying to keep my dog okay, you know. Just worried about her. We're good, though. We're good.
No doubt. So. Just letting the people know that we have like a little maybe 3-second delay, so if, you know, there's like that long pause and what, you know, it's part of the whole technicality of having this type of radio show. And we feel like sometimes we'll talk over each other. Again, that's a part of like the delay. So, again, just charge it to my head, not my heart. But yeah, man, 28 minutes left of the show. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure if you're on Facebook, like the page, Solar Records Radio. And, of course, there is the actual Solar page that you can like also. I mean, everyone, all of the artists, is, you know, some of the artists that are on social media, you can get a chance to engage with them. And I mean, some of the nicest people that I've ever met, you know, that are on. Of course, my partner here, legendary producer, drummer extraordinaire, of course, hanging out with me, and of course we doing this, we did, what is this, 3 years into it now, so definitely got big things coming in the future for Solar Records Radio. And I want to remind you also, you can go to wardellpottsjr.com, solarrecordsradio.com, if you want to get some cool merchandise. Tell them about the new merchandise you said you guys got. Oh, we have.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So we got some new mugs and travel mugs. We have hats and shirts that you can get, and I do have a audiobook coming out as well in regards to following your dreams, and so that's not up there yet, but it's coming. It's coming to be there next week, It's you know, and then if you know you don't see anything that you really interested in, but you do want to support the station, you can just go down to our, we have a couple of different ways that you can, you know, you can do it through PayPal or Cash Apps, whatever blesses you, whatever is easiest for you. We appreciate anything,
yeah.
$10, $5, whatever. It doesn't matter. Just a little donation always, it goes a long way. And, you know, we just appreciate you guys just hanging out with us and spending time with us. So thank you.
Man, again, guys, thank you so much for all the donations and supporting the show and supporting the website and getting some of the merch off the website. It is all good. I kind of have kind of a slow jam slash inspirational block here. And I think if Wardell, if you got time, man, you can do the last song in the block. Do you have time to do that? Or if you need to tend to, you know, your dog, I get it. No,
I'll keep you posted. I'll talk to you throughout the song while you're playing the song.
No problem. Let's take you guys back again. 25 minutes left of the show. We still got a little time. We're over the hump. We got a few more minutes to jam with you, but I'm gonna keep it mellow. I want to guys take you back 1988. Music from the late great Vesta Williams. Of course, this is one of my favorite jams from her. This is called Sweet Sweet Love. Guys, keep it locked right here. Solar Records Radio.
Somebody
Guys, well, we got about another 8 minutes left in this show, and I tell you, this is Wardell, by the way, and that was my label mate, Lakeside, Otis
Stokes. Yes, Otis Stokes.
And yeah, did the same. So, Don, great show today. Thank you so much again for doing what you do.
Man, I appreciate it. It's my pleasure.
All righty, buddy. So you got about another 8 minutes. So what's on your heart?
Man, again, no, seriously, I can't thank you enough for, you know, taking the time out to hang out with me tonight and doing a few blocks and doing a few songs. Man, that Lakeside was definitely on point. Classic, classic Lakeside. Of course, when you got Otis, you know, everyone, when you think of Lakeside, everyone say, oh, okay, Mark Wood. But Otis, man. Good grief. Otis had some of the baddest slow jams for Lakeside. But
oh, yeah.
And what a cool brother, too. I mean, of course, met that brother through you. That's a perk. Mm-hmm. That's a perk of knowing this brother, man. You know, Howard Hewitt calling Howard Hewitt randomly. Hey, Howard, man, how you doing? You know, it's all good. Glenn Jones, you know, all of the people that we've had on the show be able to kind of have just regular conversations with it. And, you know, but I'm still a fan.
I think I'm going to see.
That's the crazy part.
I think I'm going to see Glenn. You should come down. I think he's going to be in Austin.
See there?
This month.
See there?
Yeah,
might
have
come.
Down. I got to. Yeah, I'll give him a call. I forgot about that until you just said it. I forgot what date he's coming. Hopefully it's not like, you know. Like, what?
You're silly.
Yeah, hopefully he's not here this weekend, because that would be hard. But I hope, yeah, I haven't seen him in a while, so it'd be nice to see him.
Definitely. Well, man, take it away. Please have the honors of closing out the show, reminding the people what we got for them tomorrow. That's pretty much it, man. Any final words?
Okay. All right, well, tomorrow on Solar Records Radio, we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records, a group you just heard.
Mm-hmm.
Was Lakeside. And so Dynasty, Shalimar, The Whispers, Midnight Star, Climax, The Deal, Babyface, and then so come hang out with us as we, you know,
collage
tomorrow. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Collage.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. So please come hang out with us. We appreciate you and we love you, and we thank you so much. And Don, you didn't get a chance to talk to me about, oh, that's tomorrow. Don is going to talk to me about the show that was on Sunday. So we'll talk about that tomorrow as well. So tune in, and he says he has some beef to pull. What did you call that?
Unsung.
Unsung, yeah. But you said I got some things to ask you about, so. Yeah, we're going to have a good time, guys. Come to and hang out with us. And so that you guys all have a good night, God, and take care. And so hello to your family. Peace and blessings to everybody. Good night, and we'll see you tomorrow. So, Solar Records Radio.
Good night, guys.
Later, John.